Hello.
Hello. Welcome back.
Yes.
To the Sort of Helpful Podcast.
Welcome.
I'm Blake.
I'm Sonia.
And I've got some coffee socks on. This is pothead. Like a coffee pothead.
Yeah, that's cute.
And some pants that are dirty.
Dirty.
But I gotta get dirty later, so it's okay.
Worth it, yeah.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
What's new? You know what's new, Pussycat listeners?
What?
Sony's 21.
Oh, shit!
I forgot to post it on the almost said the Super Mega.
Super
Mega,
yeah. No, it's
the
fun.
Podcast Instagram, but Sony's yes, 21.
I'm sure. Woo! Yay!
You turned 21
2 days ago, Friday, April 5th.
Little celebration.
Yeah, a little chill.
You know, a little chill moment.
Yeah.
And good times, good questions, good answers.
Yeah, it's a lot of...
Dude, after doing that, it's like...
What?
It's not good.
It hurts when you don't have to do it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel good.
I never do that anyway. We're talking about the disgusting noise people do when they're trying to like sniff back in snot. It just sounds so disgusting.
Yeah. I don't usually do it, but I just had to because I don't have a tissue. So.
Yeah, it just hurts the back of my sinuses or something.
Yeah. No need to do it if you don't need to.
And you know what? I'm going to give you a little something.
Hmm.
I forgot to give it to you.
Oh?
So, close your eyes.
A little gift? Oh, shit. Oh, it's small.
It's small.
Oh, got a little pin. It's a little pin.
It's a New York style pin.
It's a vintage New York
vintage
style
New York
pin.
Style pin with a little, like, screw-on back just to tighten it up.
Is it a good screw-on back?
Is it who?
Am I going to lose it the second
I don't think so. It's pretty secure. You gotta screw it on there tight. But, yeah.
I'm going to put this on my bag.
Right now? Not your backpack? With all
now,
your pins?
Now I don't know what to do.
Whichever.
I'll put it in my bag and I'll think about it later.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, there you go. That's all.
All right.
did your shirt that I got give you, your Snoop Doggy Dog shirt, fit you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What size is it?
It's a large, I think.
Yeah, of course it fits me.
Well, I didn't want it to be like too big that it wouldn't shrink or something. And I know you like baggy stuff. So I was like, let me just go with the large.
Perfect. Thank you. Very thoughtful.
Walking through Walmart, I was like, I saw that. I was like, there's like, it's just calling. It has to, I have to get this.
It was a young Snoop Dogg, too. I haven't seen a young Snoop Dogg on a shirt.
It's a Walmart exclusive collection.
That's sick.
There's two designs of sweatpants and a cream colored shirt with like three Snoop Dogs, like just like posing.
Yeah.
And it's a dog, like a cartoon dog over his head. And I've never seen it before. And then there was the Snoop Doggy Dog shirt, which is just some, like, imagine those really tacky rhinestone, like, bedazzled shirts with the big text, you know. But this one was better.
Yeah.
You know.
This one was pretty drill. Like,
you know, the fish fear me, women want me or something.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Something. I hate when people do that with, like, things that it doesn't relate to. Like,
you know,
I've seen, like, a hosier. You know the artist Hozier?
Yeah.
They did one with a bunch of his. Yeah. And it was just like, I don't get it.
They do it randomly. But you know what they're kind of like the shirts that I like? Like the skeleton with like the gun. And it was like, I just took a shit or something like that.
Yeah, the werewolf one.
Yeah, the werewolf one is really good.
I don't think I could pull it off.
Honestly.
What? Even if it was a gag or just like a pajama shirt, I don't think it'd be me.
I think I could pull it off.
I feel like I'd be viewed as a poser.
Posier. I just saw a video that someone was like saying, you guys are saying it wrong. It's hosier, like cozier.
Dude.
I don't care.
Everyone loves to do that. You know, I was just having that exact thing the other day. What was it? What the fuck was somebody saying? It was a certain word and I was like, are you kidding me? Get the fuck out of here.
Really?
I can't remember what it was.
People do that all the time.
It was something like so simple to where I was like, dude, just let me be me. I know I said it wrong or right or whatever. It's like the caramel, caramel, whatever.
Whatever, yeah. Like, tomato, tomato.
Exactly. But you never hear anyone say tomato. Not really. I don't.
No, I've never heard anyone say tomato.
Can you hear me that tomato? Can you get some red tomatoes at the store?
Yeah, can I?
I would be a little confused.
Potato?
Potato.
Can you get
a bag
please?
Of salt potatoes at the store?
The brown, the red potatoes.
Yeah. The tiny little potato babies. Baby potatoes. Fuck, I can't remember the word, but
there's not much to talk about today.
There is not much to talk about today,
but you know
you
what?
Insisted on pressing record.
I did not insist. You asked me.
You were just like, oh no no no, just do it. Like,
yeah. So
you gave me that vibe of like, I'm about to cook.
No, so yesterday. I can't talk. Like, it's something that you can't talk. Okay, no one listens.
Try to make it as vague as
possible. Yeah, right?
Possible.
So I was at a thing.
You got to remove all the characters from the story.
I do love these characters to death,
yeah,
right?
You got
to
put some anonymity.
I was at a place yesterday helping out somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right.
I was doing a nice thing for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a couple other people there, so I wasn't alone.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they're chatting, whatever. I did a nice thing for somebody. I always do a nice thing for this somebody. I always do a nice thing for like a lot of bodies. So, but it's these specific people. It's mostly guys, I've noticed. I don't know why, but they decide to appreciate and thank Joe instead of me, who did that everything. Like, I don't know what it is. I have experienced this recently. I don't know what it is about me, and it's been upsetting. It genuinely upsets me. Like, I do all these things that I never get appreciated for. I don't get the credit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just, I get that often, and it really hurts my feelings.
Even when Joe's not there?
No. See, the thing is, like, this wouldn't happen without Joe being there, so I don't know. You know what I mean? All these things, like, happen when there's other people there. Never just me. So I don't know what would happen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Like, I don't...
So after the fact of you doing the act of kindness to somebody, you would later hear from
Joe.
What?
And I'm like, are you fucking serious? I'm
so confused.
Yeah. I'll tell you more in depth after that, because I don't want to, you know.
Of course, we don't.
Yeah, so it's just like, this is a little vague and a little confusing.
Vague.
I thought you were gonna pull a tomato on me. I was like, you were just talking shit about that person.
It was funny to me. I was like, what the fuck?
I do say it's vague.
But you know what? I'm not gonna scrutinize you. That's not a word.
That is a word, and that's a perfect usage of the word.
I'm not going to scrutinize you, and
you're not going to belittle. Like, I don't even know that's so accurate.
Yeah, I'm not going to beat
make
you
feel
up
like
for
shit.
It. I'll be a little confused, just like I was. Like,
bag. I say words like those specific words. I have trouble saying bag.
Really?
Like,
you're very close to
bag
to saying,
but
a different word
vegetable.
Right now.
I can't. I don't think we're gonna say that word.
I know.
Even though I just
caught my ear for a second, I was like, "Hold on, Sonia. You really have to enunciate for a second."
Vague.
Okay.
Vague.
All right, we're done.
Bagel. Bag.
Bagel.
Whatever. I feel so under.
Sorry. Go ahead.
This is a serious moment.
Big. Get a grand big.
I gotta get a big. Gonna get some bagels. Anyway, no, so I feel super just not seen or appreciated by the people that I do things for, specifically guys. I don't know if it's something that, like, what are guys scared of me? Like, are they, like, disgusted by me? Are they, like, you know, I don't know what it is. Are they scared of me? Or they just don't want to talk, they just don't like me because I'm, like, a girl.
You know,
I know that's a little ridiculous, but, you know, sometimes that's how I feel because I get it with the guys, not the girls.
It's not impossible because men are men.
Men are fucking men.
But I think I'd have to be there or something. I'd have to know who these people
I will tell you.
And I'd have to be in that situation, like, in the room, I guess, to understand. Because it's a very, like, I understand it, but I would need more context to be like, okay, why did they do that?
I'll tell you later.
So we'll put a bookmark in that.
Let's just say it really upsets me.
Yeah.
And I'm on a new course right now after that. That was the final straw for me. So the next time someone says that to me or this person says that to me, I'm going to say, like, what the hell are you talking about? Joan didn't do shit. I'm serious. Because, like, you know what? What are you talking about?
You know what you got to do is kind of, you got to say it in a calm, confident voice of like, oh, what did you, what did you do? I'm sorry. I thought.
Yeah, you got it. You got to be
like, no. That was me. Yeah, no.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? And you know,
you can't go out there and be like, "What the fuck? That I did that."
Oh no, you know, like, you know, I'm being dramatic. I know you're
exaggerating right now, but you got to play it cool.
I know, like I know, I got to play it cool. Like, and you know, I've been a very timid recently and very unconfident and just like letting things happen because I get like scared to mm-hmm. say anything or do anything. It's a little bit of a social anxiety aspect, like, you know, and it's starting to really affect me, and it's my fault that I'm not like defending myself enough, or you know,
being my advocate. It can be scary.
It's terrifying, especially like in the sciences too. Mm-hmm. But you know, because I don't want to come off as in like, oh, it's all about her. She's doing all the work by herself. Like, oh, there's no credit. Mm-hmm. She's not giving credit to other people. But like, come on, you know. And it's starting to really bother me. I gotta self advocate for myself more. And just maybe things will turn around, but then I do those things and I feel bad, like I feel guilty, like, oh, was I just an asshole to this person? Like,
I do the same thing. You know, one instance that happened this weekend, I would say, is that, so I've been trying to get this project done for one of my classes for a long time, and I was aware of the schedule posted on the door of when the open studio hours were for this one classroom, because I don't have a studio space on campus, and I have a lot of shit that I need to be lugging back and forth from campus. So I was like, I'm not gonna do this and then be done with it in just an hour. Like, I just want to do it here and not move anything. So I'm like, okay, I know that this fucking classroom is open on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. There's nothing happening in here. So then I walk in on a Friday morning. The schedule's different now. I've been looking at the schedule every fucking day, making sure. I have a picture of it.
Yeah,
I walk in, it's changed. And it says starting March, sometime in March, this class will be here for 3 hours in the morning. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? They just changed this? Yeah. Like, I understand human error, but you're a whole month off. Like, a whole month off. And you're, yeah, I haven't been here, you know, on a Friday morning just to catch you guys. But now, and so I walk in and I'm like, what the hell, pretty much, you know, in so many words. And they kind of seemed like a little taken back from it. And I'm like, dude, what am I to do? So I just went down to the ceramic studio and I painted in there, and I felt weird doing it, but that's I needed to
odd,
do it.
Yeah.
So, but after that instance and other instances that happened this week of last minute, you know, in a lack of a better way to say it, like bombs being dropped on me, and I fucking hate that. I have a very, very strong history with that, of just surprises, I guess, and last minute things that are like a big whoop that I should know about.
Yep.
So I just, you know, I kind of get a little triggered about it. You know, I fucking hate using that word, but it's the only word.
The only word.
But yeah, after those instances, I'll think about it like for fucking hours, and I'll be like, I'll just replay it and, you know, kind of talk it over to myself and be like, man, was I like, what do they think of me right now? You know, like in my angry state, you know, my pissed off, like, I obviously wasn't in the wrong, but apparently I shouldn't be too worried about it or freaking out about it too much. Like, it's just the principle and inconvenience on me. And I know that that's how life works, you know, get used to it. But they're very small and simple ways to be considerate to other people with their schedules and their lives. And a lot of it caused me like extreme anxiety. Like, I wasn't prepared for it. I love to have at least 24-hour notice so I can process it and think about it and be like, okay, I'm ready and prepared. I know what I'm going to say. I know what I'm going to do, you know, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, it's just, it's crazy how, and I try to be so proactive and prepare for shit and be there on time, be there early, do whatever I need to do so that I don't have to rush. I hate being rushed, you know, to do things. And then people expect me, well, why aren't you ready? Well, because you fucking weren't here like you said you were going to be, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't have the keys to this door in this room to get this thing that I need for my project to display it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just crazy. And it led me, I had a fucking, it was a big ass day of like, oh my God. It was like DMV.
Really?
Which was fine. And it was so funny because they were talking about how it smelled like shit in there, and I didn't expect them to say that to me, but they were just joking around like, dude, I thought that the DMV people were ruthless.
No, they're.
But they just don't give a shit.
I went there recently too. And they're really nice.
And then they were like, "Oh, now it smells like cotton candy in here." I'm like, "Oh, Sid, did you spray that vanilla spray, that poop spray?" I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, "It smells like cotton candy in here." Like, I just want to get my new license. Aww. But yeah, back to the meat of the matter. The end of the story is, I was like, "Man, I think I need to go on anxiety medication." Like, I was shaking. I was so stressed. Like, my blood was like, I felt like I was boiling.
Yeah.
And that led to more anxiety because I'm like, fuck, I gotta go to, you know, my doctor or something. But yeah. I don't know. I think it was just a spurt of just a bad day. But, you know, I do think about it constantly of like, should I go on anxiety meds or something? But
I've been thinking about that recently too, because I just got off my anxiety meds. Mm-hmm. And I'm like thinking like, I might need to go back on them. You know what I mean?
And that's strange though, because if we roll the tape back...
What?
Like 10, 20 episodes ago, I feel like you were saying that it wasn't, you couldn't tell if it was working or something, or you had some issues with
like
it.
Like while I was taking it?
While you were taking it, I think you were like, you were still anxious in a way, maybe, if I'm recalling correctly.
I mean, it takes a while for anxiety medication to actually set in.
True.
So, and in the beginning, like for the first couple months, you probably won't notice much of a, like a drastic change. But as I, like, it progressed, I absolutely noticed a change.
Mm.
And especially when I got off of it, I noticed a change. Like, I am
So
still anxious.
With the moments that it did, you did feel it working.
Yeah. It was wonderful, actually.
It was wonderful. You felt less relieved. Did you feel that you could still keep your life organized and be focused on certain things, though? I think that's... Because in moments of chaos and anxiety, I thrive in, like, zooming around, getting shit done, like feeding off of that anxiety and using it, you know, in a better way.
Yeah, no. I at that time I was taking calculus. I was taking Calc 1, and usually when I'm taking like hard class or like tests or anything like that, I see that that's when it really spikes, despite the social anxiety part of it, because that's why I was taking it. But that helped me a lot. Like, I got like really good like quiz grades in calculus, and I noticed when I forgot to take it in the morning, I had a quiz that day. Like, I was kind of like, and I was like, you know what? I recognize that I didn't take them yet, and I'm off a little bit, and I was like, oh, so that must mean they're working in some sort of sense, right? Like they're working in some way. And organization, I guess I wasn't taking it. I guess I was taking it for attention, because I have a really bad attention span. Like, I can't focus.
I was taking it for attention.
Oh yeah, no, I was taking it for attention. Yeah, I wanted people to feel really bad for me, and I was taking anxiety meds and
For attention span of
focus. Yes. Like I was taking it for like more focus problem, like as well as social anxiety. I was hoping like, oh, maybe that'll help, because I cannot focus for the life of me. So, and that did help a little bit, yeah. But I was really taking it for the social aspect, and I think that that went pretty well.
So when you had to like sit down and do something and focus on it, again, I'm just reiterating my question, like doing homework or something.
I don't remember that.
No.
Because that's not what I was... I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say no. I think it did. I genuinely think it did.
Yeah, because you're... It's... I mean, if you only get anxiety in social situations, then it's going to work in those areas, right?
Yeah.
So if I have an issue focusing, or if I have anxiety while doing homework or something, then it's going to kick in, essentially, and work in that manner, I guess.
I have the same.
It's just like... Probably. I mean, I'm not... sciencey smart, whatever, but if it's some kind of endorphins or whatever, anxiety, little guys in your tum-tum or something, in your body,
yeah, in your brain,
and if they start to go off, then I'm assuming that meds is going to come in.
That's exactly what happens. And I was actually taking,
so it's not like mellowing you out the whole time that you're on it, is what I'm trying to say, right?
But then again, like, people get different effects from the medication, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes it works for one person and then it doesn't work for the other. That's just how it goes.
But this is just turning into like a doctor's appointment.
I was taking it was an antidepressant, actually. but it was meant for social anxiety as well, which is very interesting.
Multi-use medication.
What?
Multi-use.
Yeah, absolutely. Because when you think of depression, anxiety is involved in depression, or anxiety, depression is involved in anxiety. It's kind of like they can like intermingle. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I do suffer from that too. But it's not like, oh, I'm really depressed. I have depression disorder.
Mm-hmm.
It's more anxiety disorder. But still, that they come together. And but then it's the other thing. Like, I don't want to be reliant on meds.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, while you were on it, I think you said, like, you can drink, you can smoke, you can do all these things. I know that that's, like, okay, come on, you can survive without doing that. Like, it's a bartering system of, like, would I rather be, like, not anxious and not drink alcohol, or drink alcohol and be depressed?
Well, let me tell you this. You definitely couldn't drink on it. I know that we...
Not even a little taste of the alcohol.
No, you can have a little taste, but Joe and I, yeah, no, I'm not a fan of drinking, but I'll have a sip here and there. But so Joe like looked it up. It was this big fucking thing, and like there's some sciencey like articles, like peer reviewed articles that said like, oh yeah, you can drink on sertraline, whatever. But like, I'm not gonna risk it.
Yeah.
But I absolutely smoked on sertraline, and let me tell you, it was magical.
Yeah, it was magical.
It was great. I was like, this is great. I can take anxiety medication and do something I enjoy.
It wasn't like because you were taking the meds, it like extended the feeling of being high.
I might have.
Don't recommend. Don't look up your
Don't mix your shit unless
you do your research or your doctor says yes or no.
But you also have to be careful of serotonin syndrome that could kill you.
Oh.
Too much serotonin will make you really sick.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so you got to be careful. You got to.
Because I can't get too happy on a roller coaster.
No. Dude, speaking of roller coaster, I want to go on a roller coaster.
I don't even want to talk about roller coasters.
Oh, you don't like roller coasters?
I don't want to talk about it. You were just getting me to talk about it.
I know.
I watched
a
couple of videos and I need a little break from roller coasters. I went on the dark side of YouTube real quick and I was like,
fuck. Oh, I love those videos. Yeah.
Whatever.
Very tragic.
Yeah,
I know. If you feel like you need to take meds and do it, try it out. If it doesn't work, just get off of it. And I will say, getting off of them is scary. The withdrawal that you get from drugs.
Ooh.
I've experienced it from the medication that I was taking. I was just sitting one day. No, it's worse than that. I was sitting in Shinnimon just one day on the second floor. I was sitting there, and then all of a sudden, I turned my head, and then the whole world was spinning.
Oh, fuck.
And I was like, is that because I'm having a genuine anxiety attack? Because I just saw somebody that I didn't want to see, which did happen at the same time. So I was thinking, like, is that, like, an effect? Like, is something really, is that crazy?
But crazy.
Then it kept going and going and going for the next whole
week. You were spiraling.
And the whole week. And really? I was dizzy and I was like, holy. I'm withdrawing from actual drugs right now.
That's crazy.
It was scary. It was absolutely scary. But I was like, oh, well, I'm glad I experienced that. I know what that feels like. It's not good. I completely understand people like getting the cold sweats and itching and all that other stuff. It wasn't that bad. It's not like I'm doing meth. But it was like, it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
But not too bad. Not scary. But it was scary. But it was like complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Try it out. I don't know.
Yeah, try yourself today. Yeah. Tweak out for about a week.
Yeah, it was brutal, but I did it. And I was also on the highest like dose. I kept going to my doctor's like, I need more. It's not working. So I was on the highest dose possible. So I had to like whittle off of it. That kind of thing.
Well.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't need to go on
it. Do whatever you think.
It depends. Maybe I just need to find an alternative. But
meditation.
Yeah. Fuck.
We talked about that before on here.
Yes, multiple times. And you know what? I haven't done it in forever.
It's hard.
But you know what? I have been going back to yoga and I feel great. I feel so good.
I want to do yoga.
I fell asleep on a heating pad last night.
Oh,
wonderful. Yeah. My muscles are fucked.
Yeah, you got to get them. You got to get a massage.
I know, but I'm afraid.
Why?
I don't want people touching me.
It's nice.
I know.
But I do it pretty often.
To get you all oiled up.
Once you do it, you'll be like, yeah, I get it. It's nice.
I get it. I don't know. We'll have to see. No. I was thinking about acupuncture, but then I was like, I don't know never how hard that. I need it. Yeah. I know a guy.
You know a guy?
I know a woman.
Is she out by Rice Creek?
I think so.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I've seen that sign, yeah. I go there every single
day. You know, not it might not be her, actually. I think it's somebody else. But she also does it.
Yeah, she also does
it. It's a weird thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Might be her. I can't remember.
Well, it's the only acupuncturist that I know, like, of.
Yeah. Around. Well, the one, see, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Acupuncture. Maybe try it, maybe don't. Who knows?
I don't think you even feel it. Well, it's happening. Like, I don't think I know. Feel it. Yeah. But it goes right through the muscle. It's like crazy.
We're done.
That's awesome.
Going back to that, what you were saying of people not appreciating what you were doing.
Oh, yeah.
I feel kind of that way with a lot of things that I do for people, yeah. Or at least like my gift giving stuff. And I'm not calling you out. Don't, because I just gave you a bunch of gifts for your birthday. This is null and void. It's not that.
I believe it.
Other things.
I was appreciative.
I think it's just like the expectations that I have for other people / the expectations they have for me. Like, it's not so much that they expect like, oh yeah, they're going to give me something. They're going to provide for me.
You know, you.
For that person. Like, I'm going to provide for that person. Okay. And they think that that's a given.
Okay.
In our relationship. But then they feel like they don't really have to do much. Sort of the give and take of the relationships and so all like, that.
Are you talking about birthdays in particular?
No, just things in general. Just like, I think.
Nice things.
Nice things. That's nice gestures. Nice, I think communication maybe, and I'm biased as fuck to say that. I'm you know, I've been very like, I've been so busy, and I don't want to blame it on busyness.
You have every right to do that though, because I am busy too.
Yeah. I think it's just, I just haven't been in it. I just haven't been in it, you know.
Yeah.
I haven't been in it. I don't fucking know. just very overwhelmed with things that I'm kind of like. My social battery has diminished over the years, over the months, it's been crazy. Like I only have energy for certain people now, and back to the anxiety thing, it kind of flares up again, and it's like, oh fuck, I don't remember how to be social with this person anymore, you know. And then I'm like, then I don't want to hang out with them. Maybe, I don't know, but
no, I'm the same way.
Yeah. It's tough. I think especially when you have a break from people for a very long time. Like a couple months or so, but you know, the weeks feel like months. So then you kind of get into like, oh fuck, now I gotta relay what's happened in my life, I guess, and that just feels stressful and overwhelming, and I start overthinking and whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, I feel pretty fine where I am right now. Good. And I know that'll probably change come summertime when it's only you that's available to me, and I don't want to, you know, burn us out. Yeah. You know, like, I don't want to fucking hang out with you every day. No offense, but...
No, I don't want to hang out with you every day either.
Thank you. I don't know. I'll probably be biting my tongue again, being like, fuck, why didn't I hang out with people during the semester or something? Mm. But I think with what I want to do in life, it's going to be a little lonely for a little bit, you know?
Mm. That's where I am right now.
I can't really... it's not that I don't have time to be social, and it's not like that whole like I gotta be a little gremlin. I gotta be stuck in my little studio all day long, and I can't be social. I gotta work, you know, like a workaholic essentially.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes a lot of work for what I want to do.
Yeah.
So in turn, I am exhausted, and I don't really want to go anywhere or do anything. You know,
same way. And there's also just nothing to do.
Yeah, and I think it's hard. It's not hard, but it can be confusing to other people when I say these things of like, oh, I gotta go do this and I gotta go do that, and they don't really see the importance of that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, of like, oh, you know, you can spare a night, or you can come over and drink a little and be like, no, I'll be fucking hungover in the morning and I won't want to be productive and I'll be miserable. Like, yeah. I know that's such a party pooper. Like, I'm 45 and
you know,
I'm
I hate that shit. No, it's not fucking party pooping, nothing.
Pooping on your party.
Because you know what? Pooping just because you don't want to, like, I hate drinking so much. I hate the culture around drinking so much. It's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. People make it such a big deal.
And it makes me feel like if they're like, oh, if you don't want to do anything, just come over anyway and we'll all be intoxicated. And it's like,
what?
And then you'll just, it's just weird. I feel weird in that scenario, you know?
And you know what? I'm the kind of person where I can have the same amount of quote unquote, fun without being intoxicated. Exactly. That's one of my superpowers. I can be your vibe.
High on life.
Yeah, no, I am that person. I can, you know, just... I'm perfectly fine without drinking because I don't like
it. That's what we did when we were kids.
Yeah, I feel uncomfortable with it. I have a bad history with it. Like, and people in my life, like, don't understand, like respect and boundaries and just, like, understanding people's circumstances.
There's a time and a place as well. Like, I know it's, you know, it is college and it's, like...
Whatever. Oh,
excuse me. God. It's that time of, like, you know, you gotta do it while you're young, man. And you gotta, do you know how many cool, like, bars I'll go out to in my 30s and just have a cocktail and have a chill conversation with people?
Yeah.
Not, like, in a fucking... Like, can fuck, you hear me? Like,
bro.
So what's your name?
I mean, every now and then, a club is nice.
It's a fun rave. If it's supposed to be like a crazy, crazy party, then yes, like I accept love that.
If I could dress up and have dance, like I'll absolutely
With the 3D Shrek coming out.
Yeah, dude, I love raves. I want to go to raves.
I can't go to one if it's got that visual though.
The Shrek?
If it's just, I can't do
it. No. It's just something about the Shrek. I don't know.
I can't do that with that fucking... crazy face.
I love that. It's so sick.
No, I'll do with like some lights and cool effects, but
like the underground casino dance club and GTA. I didn't know that existed.
Intensify. Dance moves.
So sick.
But yeah. But then, you know, I start thinking about it and I'm like, oh, I'd love a little cocktail right now, you know?
Yeah,
just
but
drinking it in
just
a nice
little cocktail, not just shot.
Yeah. pickleback, fucking one after the other.
Get the fuck out of here, bruh. Who are you? Stop trying to be that.
Yeah.
Like, you're not that.
I don't want to be wasted or stumbling home. Like,
no,
where the fuck
I
want to
enjoy
I
my time. Yeah. And I don't want to get sick. That's my fear. I have an irrational fear of getting sick. So,
I think I had a dream about being sick the other night or something.
No.
No, it was
don't
when I fucking smelled
it.
That garbage at your house. Oh, that's what I was gagging.
That's not my garbage. It's not my garbage.
I say it lightly. Your.
It was in the house I live in.
In italics and quotations.
Yeah,
online.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But don't tell me about that dream. Thanks. Don't tell me about that dream.
It wasn't the dream. It was I.
Oh,
it was
oh,
when
yeah.
I
no, you were gagging, bro.
That. I can't think about it.
Yeah, let's not talk about it because then I'm going to be upset.
I gotta smell soap. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, new topic.
I'm running out of water. I bought, I already told you, but I bought 2 Owala water bottles and they're coming tomorrow. And I'm really excited because this shit is so fucking nasty.
I also want Owala water bottle. Owala water.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
And I bought a bike.
Oh, you bought the bike.
I bought my dream bike. It was on sale and free shipping. So I was like, I got to pull the trigger, you know?
What brand is it? Is it Schwang?
It's a retrospec.
Hey.
It'll be here on Wednesday. It's nice. Nice skinny blue frame, you know?
Nice.
And I'm going to get a bike rack car attachment thing.
Oh,
it's only $80.
Cute.
So I can take it with me.
A little Subaru.
Yeah, you know.
Adorable.
You know. It's like the same color as my yoga mat too. It's funny.
Nice.
I'm going to be that blue chick. Well, you got to switch it up. Not everything can be green. So
that is true.
Yeah. Although it's a great color.
It is my favorite color.
Yeah.
So yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm getting my nails done today. What color should I get? It's a solid color. I'm not doing anything.
A solid color, really.
Yeah, just a plain little solid color.
You know, maybe like tulip colors. Thinking like
a pink?
Can you do like different colors?
I can.
Like a solid?
I can absolutely do that, but it also scares me to ask.
I get nervous. Can I get my pointer fingers orange, my middle fingers pink? Just say, can I have
alternating colors.
Pink and orange.
I've done it before.
That's it. Just pink and orange.
I've done it before.
Pink and orange alternating. Go.
Like neon?
No, like a nice, like a mute. Like a spring, tulipy.
Pink and orange specifically.
Yeah. What up with that?
No, nothing. It's just
crazy.
I wouldn't think about it. Oh. That's why I asked people. Okay. That's why I asked people. It's like, what color should I get? Because I'm, I don't know.
Look at my nails. Yeah, I like the natural color of my nails, but yeah. I always get the itch. I'm like, I want to paint my nails, but it just doesn't, for some reason, it doesn't look the same as other people with painted nails to me. It's like, yeah, I feel like I'm done. Even then, it's just my hands.
It should be your fingers.
Something. I think they're okay. It just reverts to me thinking back to when I was a kid painting my nails. Mm. And I just feel like my hands feel like they get progressively smaller and shorter and stockier. And I just feel like a child for some reason. I don't know why.
It does have that effect.
It doesn't look like that on other people, though. Like, I just watched somebody this morning. They had just a same color green that I had in my little collection.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I could do that. But I know it's going to fucking make me look weird. Huh. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe, I don't know. And then they get chipped with, like, in a day because I do shit. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
Yeah, I have a hard time keeping my nails, sadly. I don't know why it is.
Fart. Oh, wonderful. I think I got a shin splint going on.
Ooh.
I don't know what's going on.
Ooh.
My ankles.
Oh.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh.
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 I want some diner food.
Oh man, that sounds so good right now.
Brunch.
I'm hungry.
God, if you weren't doing anything afterwards, I'd go to Sherry's right now.
Dude, honestly,
I get a little
too.
Bit of brekkie. I've got nothing to do till 2.
See, I got an appointment at 12:30. My mom's picking me up here.
Oh, your nails. I'm sorry, your nails.
I'm hungry.
Sorry about that.
All right. Anyway,
you know. The world's crazy.
It is insane.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Welcome to NPR. I need a new water bottle, and I need it stat. $70 for 2 Owala bottles.
For 2 is not bad.
For 2. Not bad? $70 for 2 water bottles?
Well, how much is one? Or was it a deal?
I don't know. It's like 35 for one and 20, 24 bad. For the other.
That's not
plus
bad.
Plus tax and shipping.
Well, plus tax and shipping.
I think that's the issue. I wanted to pay $40 and steal and get out of there, but here I am.
Happens.
$70 down the drain.
Yeah, it's always the
time. But I'm going to be having the time of my life drinking water.
Good.
Won't be having to go downstairs and fill up a cup every time.
No.
All
right.
Yeah.
Are we done?
I believe so.
Cool.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
If you do, follow us on Instagram, Spotify.
Yeah.
Be nice. Be well.
See
well. Bye.
Mm-hmm.